My name is Ramika, and I'm sharing everything I know about how to love in a healthier way and how to matter in a more meaningful way. Welcome to Kinfolk. I was 14 years old when I first lost everything I knew. I was in the back seat of a Toyota Avalon driving 3 hours to middle of nowhere, Indiana from Michigan. And I had just left my mom and the brother I grew up with. I remember making a decision that I was never going to look back because I knew that if I look back on that decision, I would always half commit to everything in my life moving forward. And so I haven't. I always knew that I wanted to figure out how to live. I didn't just want to know how to survive. And I think growing up, that's a lot of what I had experienced, what I had watched. I grew up with a single mom, and I have a brother who's 2 years older than me. And our dad is in prison. He's been in prison my whole life. My junior year of college was his last parole hearing, and he didn't get it. My mom's parents were both murdered, and I honestly couldn't tell you if I've ever had a conversation with my dad's parents where they've been sober. And so it was just me, my mom, and my brother until I was 8 years old. And then my mom got married to my stepdad, who turned out to be physically and emotionally abusive. And so when I was in the back seat of that Toyota Avalon, that was the first time I decided that I was going to live instead of settling for survival. The difference between the two is that when you're surviving, your mind is consumed with meeting your basic needs. And so you don't give your mind the space to think beyond that. You have to make very quick, instinct-based decisions. And the problem with making instinct-driven decisions when you come from a background of trauma is that your instinct is going to be a trauma-led response. But what happens when you've outlived your trauma, when you're in a completely new environment? When I got in that backseat of that car, I was getting adopted by a family that I had known when I was 2 years old. I was going to be starting at a brand new school halfway through the school year, and halfway through my high school career. I was a sophomore in high school when I was adopted. And every part of my instinct after I was adopted was to respond to my adoptive dad as though he was my stepdad. And when he was upset or disappointed in me, he was going to lash out or be unable or unwilling to control his body and his temper. And that wasn't the case. And that's a part of a shift from survival versus living. Living is the space where you think beyond your circumstances, where you're able to make decisions that aren't about getting your basic needs met. How does this decision prevent me from getting food or water or shelter? You're no longer asking yourselves those questions or making decisions because you fear that those parts of your life, those basic needs, are somehow not going to be getting met. Living is a shift in a mindset where you assume your basic needs are going to get met. And so you allow yourself to think beyond your basic needs and start exploring what it could look like to build deeper and more meaningful connections and relationships, where you're able to start looking beyond your circumstances, having vision and purpose for your life, where you're able to imagine a reality where you're thriving, where you're able to imagine a reality that is abundant and that is actually more centered in comfort than sacrifice. Choosing to stay in a survival mindset reduces your life to a transaction. And if you want to live beyond that, if you want to have a fulfilling and enjoy your life, then at some point you're going to have to decide, do you want to settle for survival, or do you want to live? It's hard to convince anyone that they're in the comfort of their own home when their mind believes that they're on a battlefield. And so it's a deliberate decision to reimagine yourself in comfort instead of your life being threatened. And the work to do that happened after I physically got into a safe environment. After I was adopted, I started having to reimagine my life in comfort. And so when, you know, people's voices would get louder, I stopped believing that they were always angry or upset with me. I started imagining that I was in, if it is true that my life is not being threatened always, then maybe a possibility exists where everyone who raises their voice isn't upset with me. And I think that's the first part, is rewriting your stories that you're telling yourself. Pain is in the story, right, of what happened. So you have to go back to what happened, who did it involve, what actually happened. And then you have to isolate that moment from situations or environment that might feel similar, so that you can give yourself the space to respond in a new way. If it isn't true that you no longer have to survive, if it isn't true that no one is threatening your environment or your existence in this current moment, then it could be true that you are free to make a different decision, to have a different kind of conversation, to respond in a different or a new way. And that's the work that I've been doing since I was 14. I'm now 28, and I've built a platform on social media. My handle is @withinwarmwalls. I'm on Instagram and TikTok, and I share really easy ways to simply decorate your home. And I've been doing that for 3 years, and in a lot of ways, it's healed something in my inner child, because for the first time, I'm no longer making decisions about my future or about the ways that I want to build financial freedom and generational wealth for myself and possibly a family down the road, but I'm leaning into what it might look like just to have more purpose, more presence, more existence. And I think that's the space where you get to go if you choose to live instead of survive. I've had that platform for the past 3 years, and social media is interesting in that way that you share these glimpses of your life. And I feel like in a lot of ways, it's just felt like this highlight reel. Like, I remember being 14 in that car and the hard decisions that I've made up to this point. And I have comments coming out of every angle with people judging the life that they see now. And I've always known that if I ever figured out a way to matter in a meaningful way, that I wanted to figure out how to share with those of you who feel like you're in the back seat of a car and you just lost everything and you want to live. So that's Kinfolk, where I teach you everything I know about how to love in a healthier way, how to matter in a meaningful way. And I want to do it with shorter episodes that you can listen to when you're in the car, or maybe you're in the comfort of your own home and you just have maybe 25, 30 minutes. I want to share with you some of the decisions I've made and some of the choices that didn't go well, that did go well, but I want us to feel like we're doing it together. I want to be the cousin to you that I never had. I want you to learn how to live, and not just settle to survive.